Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And by the way, a big special shout out to our truckers out there getting the goods moved across the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. On Parler, it's at The Captain's America. On Twitter, it's at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Before we get to the caller that's on the line, we were talking during the break, and nobody is talking about this video that we've seen, and we've seen two different versions of it, one from the cop's body cam and one from the neighbor across the street. There's a man that comes out and kicks a woman that's laying on the ground in the face as the cop's going by to defuse the situation with the knife. I wonder what that's all about.
Well, I mean, it's part of all this,
yeah,
for sure. And the woman falls to the ground. I think she was the first one that was in the fight with the woman with the knife. But anyway, the first woman falls, and this guy, you know, as the cop is running to the scene, this guy, if you look at the video, he's on the right side of the video. He's a big guy. And he runs up to the woman and then just kicks her right in the face, and she rolls over. In fact, it looked like she rolled into the foot or towards the feet of the cop that was showing up.
Yeah, she definitely did.
So yes. It's kind of like there's another situation going on here. I would say, is anybody charging him with some kind of assault, too?
Yeah.
I mean, the woman was obviously defenseless. She's on the ground already.
Yeah, and the mother and the daughter got this all started by the fact that this was over keeping the house clean.
Some of your listeners, and I haven't had a chance to do it, but it came across my radar that this girl with the knife is a foster child. So I haven't been able to verify that. So maybe, you know, some of your listeners can look that up. But I don't think that she's related to this family.
Okay. Let's go to the phone line and let's find out what one of our question askers wants to know. Okay, Mike in Clearwater, what's your question for Denise?
Good morning, Denise. Always a pleasure. You know, Denise, one story that we heard about for like a little second, it was like a little blip on the media's radar. They sent a team over to China to investigate so-called the origins of how the COVID got started. Of course, when you're, you know, dealing with the Chinese, good luck with that, because they've already cleaned and scrubbed and probably destroyed whatever evidence that might incriminate them. But, you know, Denise, I am convinced that, A, this was not an accident.
Right.
I believe that the Chinese unleashed this and really screwed the whole world because, you know, obviously our lives have changed. And I don't hear anything about anything that, you know, we, the U.S. and every country that's affected by this in the world should be hammering China for mm-hmm. answers. So my question is, am I a kook? Do you think that I'm a kook for believing it's not an accident and it was intentional? And what do you know, if anything, about any efforts that might be going on to try to find out how this thing started, the truth about
okay.
how this thing got started? Thank you so much.
All right. Go ahead, Denise.
No, nobody thinks you're a kook. There's a lot of people that have that very same notion. And there's evidence to point to that conclusion. The team that went over to Wuhan was, first of all, they weren't all of them necessarily qualified. They had to be approved before each of the people on the envoy had to be approved by China as well. Then they get over there and they had to, go through the whole kind of sequester thing. Before they were able to, you know, meet with any Chinese officials. And then they weren't given any access to any evidence. They weren't access to any of the laboratory facilities. So the whole thing was kind of like a dog and pony show. There are other countries that are asking some harder questions, but they're all doing it. You know, these world leaders, they don't like to expose each other, whether they're friends or enemies or frenemies. They don't like to do that. But nonetheless, we're not going to know. We're officially not going to know. I'm just going to put it to you that way. And because we're not going to know, because no one's going to come clean, your conclusions that it was purposeful stands, and it does in my book, too.
Yeah, I believe it was done on purpose.
Absolutely.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. If you have any questions you want to ask, I'm going to have Kathy give you the telephone number here in just a second. But this is the Captain's America Third Watch on a Friday morning. Hope everybody's having a great morning wherever you're at and staying warm, too.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. Two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. By the way, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love the new Moss Acura. That's M-A-U-S on the spelling. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that makes this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has had a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel fantastic. Now, Moss Nissan offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with the free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Don't forget, they honor all those who have served our country, too, with the You Serve, You Save program for active-duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan, and you can find them online at MossAcura.com, MossAcura.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door to even more savings for you. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello.
Hello.
We've got Elliot on the telephone line from Wesley Chapel. Okay, Elliot, go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise. How are you?
Hi, good. You?
Oh, just fine. Hey, look, I'd like to ask you a question about concerning the shooting in Ohio. You know, Columbus, Ohio police officer who stopped the stabbing, and that was so needed by the shooting and killing a knife-wielding 16-year-old black female. My question to you, Denise, can the officer sue socialist puppeteer LeBron James for posting him on social media without the facts? I believe we can start with defamation. This suit is needed to send a strong message to all, including the gossip program, The View. Thank you very much.
Okay, very good question, and I know the answer, but you go ahead, Denise.
It's very possible that he can, and I think that they would necessarily look at the text on what was included in the lawsuit where Nicholas Sandman sued the New York Times and CNN
and
the Washington mm-hmm. and Washington Post.
Yep.
So I think the answer to that is yes.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the interesting thing, too. Twitter has not come out and suspended LeBron James, and the NBA has not come out and, you know, publicly and pushed back against LeBron James. They may have done it privately, mm-hmm. but I think because of what LeBron James did, and it's not the first time that he's done stuff like this, there's a pattern there. So I think the answer to your question is yes.
Yeah, and the answer to the question is yes, based on the fact that what happened to Nicholas Sandman and the fact that he won his cases on that very same thing. All right, hold on a second. We have another. I think I know who this is. Okay, Mel, what's your question for Denise?
Oh, yes, good morning, Captain, and good morning, Denise.
My hey, Mel.
Question was, oh, yes, good morning. How are you, Denise?
I'm good.
Good, great. My question would be Denise, would it not be somewhat peculiar or coincidental that concerning the Kung Flu, that it was kind of when President Xi signed that tariff agreement with President Trump, that this flu was released shortly after that. And it kind of, well, to say, it looks to me, though, to cripple our economy because now they got to pay off.
Yes.
So, that was the question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
Great critical thinking, strategic thinking on behalf of Mel. I like it that he's looking at the timeline. Yeah, Trump held a very hard line with China, and rightly so. And it was shortly after that we go through this. But it didn't just affect the United States. But because we are the leader of the free world, we are the, the largest victim in this. When it comes to our posture in the world, I'm not trying to put the United States necessarily over everybody else, but I do believe that there is an underlying nefarious reason for all of this, as we just talked about a second or two ago. But China wants to rule the world by. I think it's 2050, and they will do it. And there's so many other reasons. They steal our intellectual property. They hack us. They got spies all over the United States. I mean, all over the United States, in academia, in corporations. Government everywhere. We've seen a lot of that. It's too bad that Trump is still not in office along with Mike Pompeo, because I think there would have been a big effort here to expose more of China. And I don't believe that the Biden administration has any kind of spine to do that. Thank you, Mel. If I could give you a handshake, I would.
The United States Post Office is currently engaged in watching the American public. Now, they have for years been watching the mail that's gone back and forth, particular for pedophilia and this, that, and the other. But now they're looking for things pertaining to radical right groups, radical left groups, and they're really looking strong at people's mail right now. That's not necessarily something that people knew about, and if they did know about it, they don't know what they can do about it. But what do you think about that? Because we found out about that yesterday.
Well, yeah, it was a couple days ago, actually. Look, the post office is a law enforcement agency. I think a lot of people necessarily need to understand that. But it's also a law enforcement agency, crime prevention arm, if you will, that's a private entity. So I don't know what's an arm of, but it has no oversight. There is no oversight from the Oversight Committee, from Congress, or anything. They just kind of stand alone. Now, I think that the intelligence communities can tap the United States Postal Service on the shoulder and say, hey, we need you to do this, because they have a long history of doing these kinds of things. I mean, it's they open the mail from time to time. They literally open it, they see what's there, and they can reseal it or not send it and return it to sender or keep it. So for the Postal Service to be having a program known as iCop, where they're going through all social media posts, is a little bit out of the, I guess, the territory that they should be in. Because, you know, what's posted on social media is in the public domain. But they take screenshots, and I don't know, who, asked them to do it. They're not saying. But I also don't know what they have in air quotes looking for social media accounts for potential threats or scheduled protests. But they do this. They take the screenshots and then they report that information to, appropriate intelligence or law enforcement agencies, whatever it may be. So we don't know how big the team is. And again, there's virtually not going to be any kind of termination of this program, that I see. And I don't believe that, we're going to get any kind of a report. It just happens to be that there was a memo that, was floated around the postal system and it kind of got out. Yahoo News picked it up, and that's why we're talking about it.
Yes, indeedy. Now, here comes the music. But anyway, for those of you that didn't get your checks, the IRS has sent out another batch of $1,400 stimulus checks to about 2 million Americans. So you might be getting one that you didn't get yet. It might be on the way to you. All right, I'll talk to you tonight, kiddo.
Sure.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Check out all the great things that she writes over there.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Biden administration says the president is open to negotiating with Republicans about their slimmed-down infrastructure package. Senate Republicans say they want to spend about a half a trillion dollars in upgrading the nation's roads, bridges, and railways. They say President Biden's $2.2 trillion infrastructure plan is too much. He said the GOP proposal was a good faith effort. Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the president is open to discussing the details.
You should all expect the president to invite members to the White House soon after the joint session address.
Infrastructure is likely to be one of the main topics during President Biden's address to Congress next week. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones fell 321 points as markets reversed early gains following reports that President Biden is set to introduce a capital gains tax hike for wealthy Americans. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of the Military and Veterans News brought to you, as always, by the National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at in a minute. But what you need to do is give them a call and take a tour for one of their facilities. We'll tell you all about how to do that after they tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy gives you a tremendous opportunity to step up and become an aviation maintenance tech. That's a job that you can get. You're certified for life, and you can go to work anywhere in the world. Think about that. Anywhere in the world, you can go to work as an aviation maintenance tech. All you have to do is give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their two campuses. Now, they have one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, And the other one's right down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. Ask to take the tour. Now, you can find them online also at NAA.edu. Keep in mind, an aviation maintenance tech is something that not everybody can do, but if you have the mechanical ability and the aptitude, they can teach you how to do it, and you'll never look back. You'll never look back. You'll be just as happy as can be for the rest of your life doing just that. And by the way, one more time.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Alrighty, now, you don't hear about this happening every day to a two-star general, but an Air Force two-star general is about to be court-martialed for a sexual assault that will be the Air Force's first prosecution of a general officer. Major General William Cooley, the former commander of the Air Force Research Laboratory, will face court-martial on a sexual assault charge, marking it the first time the Air Force has ever opted to prosecute a general officer. Wow. By the way, the DOD nominee for Undersecretary of Defense, Colin Cowell, advanced in the Senate as Vice President. The Vice President, Kamala Harris, cast the tie-breaking vote. Also, discussions are underway right now amongst military planners with the NATO-led Resolute Support Mission in Kabul for a possible withdrawal of international troops from Afghanistan as early as the 4th of July. Now, we'll see if that can be done or not. And one day after a four-star military commander told Congress that he did not have problems with the extremists in their ranks, the top advisor over the issue, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, took a different view and stated plainly that he believes the opposite. Now, military officials said the aircraft carrier, not knowing which one group, has been asked for to steam over and sit off the coast of Afghanistan within range. They're going to wait for a decision to be made soon by the Department of Defense. But the officers there want that carrier group sitting there in case they need it sooner rather than later. By the way, U.S. spy planes are keeping a close eye on China amid the live-fire military exercises they've got going on this week. A U.S. spy plane buzzed the Chinese coast this week, one of several warplanes deployed close to Chinese territorial waters amid the live-fire exercises by the Navy. And Russian fighter planes, bombers, and surveillance aircraft were intercepted again over the Baltic Sea by NATO F-16s and Eurofighter planes on Wednesday. This is happening all around the world. Russians in one place, Chinese in another, and so on and so on. By the way, China's naval base in the East African nation of Djibouti is now large enough to host aircraft carriers, marking it the latest sign that Beijing is looking to expand military efforts in the region. This coming from the U.S. Africa Command's top leader. Now, the Space Force has come to an agreement with the Army and the Navy on which units will move over to the new space service. Don't know who they're going to be, don't know where they're going to come from, but we'll know soon. And then we'll see what happens. Washington also seems likely to take steps requiring the defense industrial base to better harden against cyber attacks. This according to the Cyberspace Solarium Commission, which is meeting, by the way, right now, I might add. And about a third of the service numbers, members have taken the COVID-19 exam as of right now, the vaccine rather. Roughly 740,000 troops are partially or fully vaccinated against COVID-19, according to the Defense Department. The U.S. Senate confirmed a new chief for Indo-Pacific Command, his name Admiral John C. Aquino. It was done by unanimous consent. The U.S. taxpayers and allied partners are absorbing a $444 million cost overrun on an upgrade for Lockheed Martin Corporation's F-35 that's key to increasing the power and memory of the fighter jet that's a flying computer. Bet you didn't know that one, did you? By the way, Eli Ratner, a longtime aide to President Joe Biden, has been tapped to lead the Pentagon's Asia office as the Biden administration continues to fill top security roles. Biden, by the way, the administration is blocking the veterans' annual Memorial Day motorcycle rally at the nation's capital. The annual Rolling to Remember motorcycle rally, it's a 30-year-plus Memorial Day tradition for veterans in Washington, D.C., and the Biden administration says, nope, you're not going to do it. I'll bet they do. I'll bet they do. I'll bet they ride right up to the city limits if they can't get in. They ride right up to the city limits of Washington, D.C. Maybe to Arlington. How about that? But anyway, we'll see what happens. But just, this is way over the top these days, folks, with what we're seeing here. They got to realize that the time to wake up is over. By the way, a paratrooper who died Monday this week during training with the 82nd Airborne Division was performing a static line parachute jump from a UH-60 Black Hawk helicopter when she suffered a fatal injury. It was a female NCO. Those things happen. And as the Navy moves towards unmanning part of its future fleet via air, surface, and underwater drones, plans that have prompted skepticism for some in Congress, the U.S. Third Fleet hosted the Sea Service's first-ever fleet exercise focused on unmanned systems this week on the West Coast. That's unmanned systems. Computer-operated ships were operating in this exercise. Wow. Think about that. Okay, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Find out more about him by going to thewatchdogonwallstreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. We'll talk a little money news here.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much, Cathy. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. You know, I do take Relief Factor, have been for over 5 years, about 5.5 years now. And it's part of my regular regimen because of the problem I have with my left foot and my left ankle. But I'll tell you what's in it that makes it work for me. It's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. And it helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. When my ankle starts to swell up or my left leg or foot, I take that and it goes right back down again. I've never seen anything quite like it. Now, it'll alleviate pain at the source. It'll lower or even eliminate pain that you've got in other parts of your body, too. It's 100% drug-free, which I love. 100% botanical fish and fish oil product. Also supports the healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you're in, and it comes in little convenient packets to take. Now, it supports healthy joints and muscles, and for $19.95, you get on the 3-week quick start, take it the way it says to take it for 3 weeks, and you will know whether or not the product will work for you or not. Now, once that happens, you'll get regular deliveries. And all you got to do to get it started is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, the website, relieffactor.com/captain. And I know somebody's got a lot of aches and pains sometimes, and that's the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, right?
What's that?
I know you have a lot of aches and pains sometimes.
Yes, you know, well, you work out sometimes, you get, you know, I'm getting to that age right now where I still think I'm 20 and, you know, I do things, and I'm like, the next day it hurts a little bit more than you'd like it to, that's for sure.
Yeah, now I'm going to start out with something that's a little bit abnormal. First of all, everybody in the chat room saying hello to you. So, George and Sondi and Frank and Kyle and, let's see, Colonel Jim. And, so they're saying hello to you.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you.
Yeah. Now, the U.S. Post Office would be the last place you would look for, say, Department of Homeland Security, investigations and things, right?
You filled me in. I didn't even realize that's something that they got involved with. I find it fascinating.
Well, they're involved, and what they're doing is they're looking at people's mail. Now, what they're looking for is anything that's radical right or radical left, in their opinion, whatever that happens to be. If they find something that is, they have the ability to be able to open the mail, see what it is, seal it back up, and either send it to you, send it to the FBI, or not send it at all.
Now, how do they determine anything like that? I mean, you could maybe see certain types of publications or magazines, I would assume, through the mail. But, I mean, you're looking through an envelope? How would you know?
I don't really know. I mean, I got to find out more about that. And the story just came out to my into my hands yesterday. I just got it yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, it's fascinating, quite frankly. I don't know how, you know, it seems to me that almost like that they're looking in particular at mail coming from certain people. How would you even go about discerning anything like that?
Yeah, I think that is what they're doing, and they're looking for certain groups meeting. You know, what this was discussed was times and dates and meetings and where they're going to be and what they're going to do, what their plans are, that sort of thing, like intelligence. But we'll see. We'll see. Now, in the real world in which we live, jobless claims fell last week to their lowest level since the pandemic struck. This was the second straight week, reported much better than expected claim numbers. In fact, after last week's huge declines, most economists now expect claims to probably rise a little bit instead for a little while.
Well, when you see declining initial claims, when people understand, this is not the jobs number in the country. This is just people that are initially claiming for unemployment. What this indicates and what it tells people, and it's unfortunate they never really explain this to anybody, this means that there's less companies firing people right now,
right. Basically,
is what this is telling you. This doesn't indicate that everybody is going back to work and everybody's back in the labor force. So everybody needs to understand that, okay? This is what all that it indicates. The reality is that, you know, many people are not getting back into the labor force because of a lot of the government help and subsidies and whatnot that are put out there. And businesses around the country are still having a very, very difficult time trying to find workers.
Yeah, you're right. And by the way, Florida, the demand down here for workers is higher than they can't find people to take the jobs.
I heard down in Florida, I was told this yesterday, I was doing a television show, and the host said that one of those McDonald's down in Florida was actually paying people just to show up for a job interview.
That's right.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's right. You are right. Now, something else that happened yesterday was President Biden is going to propose a hike in the capital gains tax to 43.4% for the top earners, which is twice the current rate. Now, as a result, as you might well expect, U.S. stocks turned lower on the report, while the S&P gave up all its gains for the first day, declining by a half a percentage point.
Well, you couple that raise in capital gains, which is just patently absurd. You take that and then you add on some of the state taxes, not to mention you also have the Obamacare tax. In New York and in California, it puts your capital gains rate at, what, 53 and 56%. Now, that's not very good if you want to have any sort of capital formation because taxes are a part of the risk calculation when people say, hey, you know what, I've got to go out and I have to invest in something. If you're going to automatically lose half of everything that you make, Well, guess what? Well, then you're not going to obviously go out and take that type of risk, take certain types of risk based upon the type of return you're going to get. You're getting less of a return because the government's taking it. I mean, this is nuts. I mean, it really is. I even think you're going to have a tough time getting Democrats to get on board with the capital gains tax that is this high. I remind people that, you know, when Bill Clinton lowered capital gains taxes during his term, the revenues to the Treasury went up.
Yes.
They didn't go down. This is stupid. This to me is not about raising money. This is more or less going to be about just trying to go after people.
Now, the Chevron Oil Company is currently lobbying the Biden administration against raising the sanctions in Myanmar. Now, the reason for that is pretty obvious, because guess who gets most of the oil out of Myanmar?
Myanmar had recently had a military kind of coup.
Yes.
Take place there.
Yes.
That is a nation that has been struggling for a long time. And has been an oppressed place for a very long period of time. People might know the nation not as Myanmar, but might know it as Burma. You got certain companies that are operating, companies that are operating in these countries. Any type of sanctions put on them can most certainly hurt them.
Yeah, and I was just trying to think of where I was at yesterday, where there was a sign, "Help Wanted," and they said, you know, we'll even hire senior citizens. We used to hire the kids for these jobs, but senior citizens are looking for work to try to supplement their income. We'll even hire them. I want to say it was Chick-fil-A.
Senior citizens, it'd be great if we can get more of them back in the workforce. And I think many of them are going to have to do some of that based upon the type of inflation that we're seeing in this country and how expensive everything is getting. I made the suggestion a while ago, we're talking about certain people when it comes to retirement, they want to call it that, not to check out completely, to work 2 to 3 days a week, even when you're retired. You're gonna find yourself, many people, that much more empowered and not having to worry as much. And there's most certainly the jobs out there.
Right, right, and it keeps you moving, keeps you sharp mentally and all that sort of stuff, and I'm glad to see
absolutely.
Yeah, now Amazon, which is not necessarily known for their grocery abilities, but Amazon has begun the rollout of the pay by palm at their Whole Foods stores.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, my wife just got hip to the whole Amazon Whole Foods delivery thing for foods, and it's very, very fast. It's almost immediate. They drop the stuff off at the house, and there's no cost difference. I don't even know how they're making money on this. Seems to me it's almost like a lost leader, to some degree. But, they're gonna do everything to cut their costs.
Yeah, well, remember, they're the ones that wanted to do it by drone, remember?
Yeah.
All right, Chris Markowski, have yourself a good weekend. Might be a little chilly up there this weekend.
Oh, I hope not, but thank you.
All right. See you on Monday.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. That's our buddy, Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street. Catch his radio show this weekend all across the country on many of these same stations that you're listening to me on right now. I'll be right back with Frank Salvato. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.